put this song to the Rugrats episode about Passover, and it will fuck you up. LOL.
That was a heavy episode. They were actually getting bombarded by...
You are listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to filtering pop culture through the eyes and ears of the intranet. I'm your host, Aaron Alvarez, and who might you be?
Hey, I'm Alex Mitchell. Yeah.
Alex Spooky Man Mitchell?
Yeah. Bleeding Orifices Mitchell.
That's not spooky. That's just that's something else.
Yeah, well, someone might find it spooky.
Yeah, I guess. Alex Reversible Mitchell.
Alright.
What? I'm not making that reference. So, it's a Halloween month. Our spooktacular, as I keep calling it.
Right.
Even though I keep saying I'm not going to call it that.
You're very consistent with your inconsistencies.
I guess so. So, we got some stuff for you.
What was that?
I don't know. It's a werewolf ghost.
Yeah.
The ghost of a werewolf or a ghost that turned into a werewolf.
Or Nixon just being himself.
Yeah, so we got a Patreon, patreon.com/deepseargentleman. We have rewards if you would like to support or, you know,
just help out the podcast and the webcomic.
The webcomic.
Yeah, see, I got you.
Yeah, so Patreon's pretty cool. The podcast itself, please subscribe, write a review. We would really enjoy that. That
like
would be fun.
Share with your friends.
Or if you don't have friends, then, I mean, you could share with your mother.
Yes.
I guess. But if your mother's too old and doesn't understand computers, then
that's what we're here for.
You know what? Make her understand.
Yeah.
And if she refuses, then you know what you gotta do.
Yeah.
So
you can't go into the future without a few broken eggs or something like that.
Yeah.
Someone taught me that once.
That's what Chef Paul said.
All right. Yeah. Recipe Chef Paul.
Yeah, you're a spooky ghost now.
Yeah. But you still make awesome seasonings. And I will still buy them.
So yeah, Antonio Banderas, do what you gotta do.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Listen to them, children of the night. What music they make.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
I just can't take no pleasure in killing. Just some things you gotta do.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
It's alive!
All right. Few things.
Okay.
So Bill Finger, there's some...
The illustrious Bill Finger.
Two things regarding him.
Yeah.
You want me to start with the bad news or the good news?
Let's start with the bad news first.
I'm
afraid I got some bad news for you.
So, there was some good news about Bill Finger, but it was overshadowed by the Kane estate, Bob Kane's estate, after this good news happened. And so, Bob Kane is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, but no one's going to care. Like.
But there's going to be a big hullabaloo around it. Jim Lee's going to be there. Dan DiDio, Jeff Johns, they're all going
to
be there.
Are they obligated to be there?
They're the guys who run DC and Bob Harris. Yeah, they're going to be there.
All right.
So Bob Kane's getting his star. And by the way, I need to make something clear about getting a star on the Walk of Fame. It's not a prestigious award or anything. Essentially, is a group petitions to get you a star through the city of Los Angeles. And if they see that you're credible enough, or the person you're submitting is credible enough, for a certain amount of money, you can get a star. So, I mean, not anyone can get a star, obviously, but it's not
It's not very, very difficult.
It's not. We've all
because when you like look on, if you've ever been to Hollywood and just kind of walked and you see like some notable names and all right, and then every now and then you'll see someone like, who the fuck is that?
It's like this person was only famous in the 60s for like 5 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that bit of news overshadowed the news that was announced a few days prior. And what was announced is, so we already said Bill Finger will be getting credit on upcoming media, meaning cartoons and movies.
Yeah.
Well, it's been officially announced that starting, I believe, in the new year, he will be getting his name a credit in the comics now. Good. So it'll read as Batman created by Bob Kane with Bill Finger. So it's not and Bill Finger, but it's with Bill Finger. But it's still something. Yeah, it's still something. But it just it really chaps my ass that he got this credit, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, hey guys, Bob Kane's getting don't pay attention to that news. It reads as like it was done on purpose.
Kind of, yeah.
And so that was a kind of a bummer. But going into our spooky news, we have some mummy news. Mm. No, and not our mothers.
I wasn't thinking that at all.
That's what the internet loves thinking. So many puns.
That feels like that's the ultimate dad joke.
So many puns. You have no idea how many I read. So, to set some stuff up, here's the history of the franchise, The Mummy by Universal, because this is regarding the remake that's going to connect to the Dracula Untold thing, because they want to make their own connected universe.
Yeah.
Well,
they kind of tried doing that with
they tried
Van Helsing.
Right? Yeah, but. Yeah, let's not talk about that.
You know what? As a kid, I enjoyed that movie. I don't know if I...
I didn't, though. I think I was old enough to, like, not enjoy it.
I only saw it once. So I don't know.
It's been on FX a few times.
Oh.
Just to set up some things. So Karloff's came out in 1932.
Okay.
Had no sequels. Officially sequels. So, and then there was a remake in 1999, and that was considered an official remake. And the only reason is because they both have Imhotep, and it was classified as a remake.
Yeah.
Now, there are two semi-sequels, semi-remakes, also by Universal. The first one was The Mummy's Hand, which is in 1940, and there was a sequel to that movie, which had the mummy, whose name was Karis. And so those continued until about, it was like 1957. But then in 1959, Hammer Horror remade The Mummy's Hand. So the Hammer Horror Mummy with Christopher Lee in 1959, that's a remake of that. So that's just setting up how these things work. So there's technically only one real remake of The Mummy, and there's a sequel / remake of The Mummy also.
There's no Curse of the Mummy or Son of the Mummy or Curse.
Oh, those things exist.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are they then?
Those are all sequels to The Mummy's Hand with Karis,
okay,
and Lon Chaney Jr., who okay. As much as I love the old Universal films, I have never been a fan of Lon Chaney Jr. There's something about him that just he doesn't. His father had the face for monsters. Lon Chaney Jr. He's got a big face, and it didn't work well with makeup. I don't know.
You know, I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. There you go. I gotcha.
Damn it.
Yes.
So, going into what people are saying about this now, I need to make one thing clear before I go into what they're saying. Two scripts have been written for this movie.
All right.
One script is a traditional script, and the other script has a female mummy instead.
Okay.
So, we know where this is going, I think.
Okay.
So, Craig says, "Look back through history. Only kings, males, got mummified. There was only one queen who got mummified, and that was Cleopatra." Craig, you're full of shit.
Yeah, that's not a...
Hundreds of queens were mummified. Mummification wasn't, by the way, only something royalty did. That was something that a lot of people did back then. Now, royalty had it done in the most proficient way, done in the best way to preserve the body in sarcophagi and shit like that. But mummification wasn't reserved for dudes.
Yeah, Hatshepsut was a woman.
No, there's hundreds of female mummies that exist.
I don't know. This is just a guy that doesn't understand.
Oh, there's a lot of people who don't understand these things. I saw a lot that were essentially echoing this sentiment. Only men can be mummies. Yeah.
All right.
Mick says, "Nope. Wouldn't be the same without Brendan Fraser, the original Mummy movies."
Yeah.
Here's another thing I learned yesterday. A vast amount of people do not know that the Brendan Fraser movie was a remake or that Boris Karloff ever played the Mummy.
I could kind of not... I wouldn't give a ton of credence to that, but I can understand why people think
it's
that.
It's bizarre, though. It's like a lot of these articles had headlines with the Karloff Mummy as the main image.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the comment section, a lot of people were like, is that the picture what the Mummy's going to look like? It's like, oh, they're going to do it in black and white? Or like, oh, so is that John Malkovich they're getting to play him? It's like, oh my god, these people don't... I'm
a little concerned now.
Look, I understand a lot of people don't never watch the classic horror movies.
Yeah.
Classic Universal horror movies. But it's weird that we are entering a phase where they're being forgotten by current generations.
It's a little bizarre, considering, like, the Mummy character is very iconic, even if it's not, like, something you're aware of.
But
you know that's, like, a...
But now I'm questioning, is, like... It's just the image of it and not Karloff's portrayal of Imhotep.
Well, to be honest, I don't know jack shit about his take on the Mummy. Besides, he talks like this. I don't know what he does, you know. I know the Mummy does, and you can't... Again, people think this is the Mummy,
they
right?
can't see what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You have your arms outstretched.
Like Frankenstein, kind of.
Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah. So, but people think the Mummy does that, too.
No, yeah.
So,
people have weird perceptions of these things, and... But I've learned yesterday that I think I'm in a, or we might be in a minority of those who, at least of people our age,
that remember
or know about these things.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's bound to happen.
I could be wrong, but so Randy says, have a old woman actress and then call it Grand Mummy. Again, there's a lot of dad jokes that I saw. I wrote down a few of them, but like that one was like, oh my god.
At least he's open to the idea of it, but I mean, yeah.
Lou says, and I tell me if you can understand what this means, because okay, I tried to decipher it.
Right.
Summon Bode, resurrect this Mummy and Brendan Fraser career. I think I saw the dude handing out food samples, St. Costco. Hashtag cheese bread.
I don't know what the hashtag cheese bread is about, but to my knowledge, he's saying that Brendan Fraser's career has gone down the shitter so
summon
hard.
Summon Bode.
That I'm a
summon
little...
Bone, resurrect this Mummy Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
I mean, maybe he's casting a spell. Maybe it's like, summon Bode, resurrect this Mummy and Brendan Fraser career. I think I saw the dude hanging out food sample Saint Costco. Hashtag cheese bread.
There you go. So we should expect a remake of that.
So Lou...
I don't know. Did you like the Brendan Fraser?
I fucking love that first movie.
Yeah. It's fun, actually.
It is. It's fun as fuck.
Did you like Scorpion King?
No. No. I don't... The Mummy 2, I'm okay with. Mummy 3, I saw that on a flight to Texas.
Oh, God.
I regret that very much.
I paid for that movie in theaters. I regret
it. The Yetis do a touchdown.
I regret it immensely.
So Mark says, then it should be called The Daddy. Okay.
That's even worse than that first one you gave me.
You made it. Oh, I saw that one a few times. I was like, people saying, like, are they going to call it The Daddy?
Oh, yeah, because...
Because The Mummy...
Yeah.
Tim says, what fucking next? Francine Stein? Okay, I understand you're trying to be clever, Tim. There's a little movie that came after Frankenstein called The Bride of Frankenstein. So there's already been a female version of the monster, and that happened in the 30s. You piece of shit. Francine Stein. What? Carl says, the original from the 90s was so good. It was good enough. Brendan, save Hollywood.
Yeah, you know what? I can say I don't think I like Brendan Fraser. He's on...
Fuck you. God damn it.
I like him in that movie, but there's... I don't like him in a whole lot else.
I will watch any movie with Brendan Fraser. I think he's likable. I like him. I don't understand. I don't understand this It's collusion.
I am not doing it.
Against Brendan
Fraser. All I'm saying is, he's on John Travolta levels for me. I just don't enjoy him in anything.
By the way, he spelled his name Bendon.
Bendon.
Bendon, save Hollywood.
Bendon like Beckham.
Thomas says,
the tank engine.
God, I wish they would quit turning all these male roles into female roles just to try and strike a chord with female audiences. Women don't watch good movies.
Okay, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't think that needs to even be addressed. So here's a little conversation that happened. So Jesse says, I respect source material. Vasilu was the great actor. And remakes are generally just cash grabs and excuses to push certain liberal agendas with no care of what came before. To which Dario responds,
The first Dario or the second Dario?
This guy is on point, so he's Dario number two.
Alright, there you go.
So Dario says, respect source material? You know, the classic Dracula and Frankenstein movies butchered the actual source material, right? And I love those movies, don't get me wrong. Also, Vasilu? The original mummy was Boris Karloff from 1932. So to which Jesse responds, movies didn't count back then.
What does that even mean?
That's how he decided to
counter that argument. They don't count.
Movies didn't count back. They were in black and white. No one knows about them.
They were 20 minutes long back then. Yeah, it's like...
I also love...
Everyone moved fast back then.
Vasilu was the great actor.
Vasilu.
Arnold Vasilu.
Yeah, isn't it just Vasilu?
I don't know. How do you pronounce his name?
Vasilu.
Vasilu?
I don't think there's another A in there.
He wrote it with an A. Yeah. V-O-S-A-L-O.
I don't think so.
Vasilu was the great actor. Not a great actor. The great actor.
I like him in that movie. Or those movies, I should say. But, It's not like he's amazing.
He's the great actor. I think that's his official title now. The great actor.
The great actor, Arnold Vosloo. I don't know.
When he wins his Academy Award, that's what they'll announce him as. And the great actor, Arnold Vosloo. But yeah, movies didn't count back then. Remember that. Okay. Never forget that.
All right.
Jake. Yeah, because genitals have an impact on walking around in toilet paper. You bunch of fucking idiots. If it's good, it's good.
All right.
So this guy's very angry about the sexist, but yeah, he makes a good point. It's like, it's a fucking mummy.
Yeah.
It's a fucking mummy. But then you have the assholes who are who are like, I'm not sexist, I'm just saying, you're going to have it where your boobs are showing. And it's like, now you're trying to pretend you're on the side of women. And you see this a lot where it's like, actually, I'm fighting for women because, you know, they're not going to want to see the mummy sexified.
But that's you're implying that the mummy's just going to be sexified.
Yeah, it's a fucking mummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Daniel says, stop using the term remake. If you're going to remake them, be honest about what you're doing. You're going to rewrite it and make it completely unrecognizable from the original. So what you're doing is making a movie based loosely on another one. To which Pedro responds, so, remaking the film.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy gave a definition that is essentially a remake.
He wants a Psycho remake.
Oh my god, no.
Yeah.
No, no, please, no. William H. Macy fell down the stairs the same way. They kept that way of falling down the stairs.
That way of falling is awesome. What
do you think? I love horror fans trying to justify that in Hitchcock's, like, well, no, you see, when he fell down like that, it was like, you know, we're outside his body looking at it. It's like, no. It was just a safe way to get the dude to fall down the stairs, but it looked shitty.
Did he not know how to roll down stairs or something?
Like, no, because he wanted it from you see his face.
But
it didn't. It looked shitty.
Yeah,
that's the only thing. Really, the only thing about that movie that I dislike is when that scene happens. Like, I can't stop laughing. yeah, I love this dude who's like totally against remakes or calling them that, but he explains exactly what they are. So, Pedro, you're a hero for correcting him there. So Thomas, it's a lot of Thomases. Thomas says, "Ah, reboots." And here's our, this happens every time, so here it is. Continuing to prove that Hollywood has officially run out of ideas.
So we're at a new breaking point here.
Yep.
This is the point.
So screw what happened last time. Okay. Now Hollywood's
nothing. Nothing will override this breaking point in history that Hollywood has run out of ideas.
So remember, Hollywood. It's official now, not last time when we said it.
Yes,
but now Hollywood's run out of ideas, and do not forget that. So Daniel, here's the last one, and Daniel ends on. He ends with some words of wisdom. I think we can agree with this, and I think the show can agree with this, and even our listeners. Hell no! It's supposed to be Antonio Banderas. If it's not, I'm boycotting.
There you go.
There's
something irrational about that statement.
He's our patron saint.
Yes.
And I think if he played the mummy,
they should just have him play like dual roles.
You know what? Yes, and you know what? His mummy can have a cape. Yeah. Made of bandages.
Yes.
Why not? I'd be down for it. So, let's boycott this movie if he's not in the role. All
right.
So that's it for the mummy. All right. So you were telling me something about Godzilla and King Kong.
Oh yeah.
I mean that we've seemed to have addressed this so many times. This whole
I want to put this to bed now.
You're gonna put King Kong under the covers and read him a story?
Yes. God damn it.
Some Curious George, perhaps?
Wouldn't it be like Curious Human?
I guess.
I don't know. So Warner Brothers is finally going ahead with their.
Wait, shared, it's Warner?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, it is Warner. Because they have.
It's not Legendary. Wait, is it Legendary and Warner?
Yeah.
Oh, because Legendary is working with. Okay.
Yeah. So they're going ahead with their shared universe thing. I'm getting kind of tired of saying the word shared universe because
it's the new buzzword for Hollywood.
And it's like, I don't care about shared
universes. I can't wait for romantic comedies to start doing shared universes.
You know what? I actually wouldn't mind that.
What the fuck? For some reason.
Because that makes sense. People, like, all these things exist in, like, one. Like,
okay, so you're against big IPs having a that's cool. But
it is cool.
You'd rather have like Matthew McConaughey and like Kate Hudson, Goldion's daughter or whatever, in a shared universe.
It wouldn't bother me.
That's weird.
It literally has
weird.
It has no bearing on grand pictures or anything. It's just a simple film.
Alright, whatever. That's weird.
Like imagine if the guys from Superbad showed up in like
those aren't romantic comedies.
Pineapple Express. No, but I'm saying these smaller like scale films.
I'm fine with shared universes in general as long as you can pull it off.
Okay.
Which no one has been able to do
except for Marvel.
Yeah.
There's probably one other I'm forgetting.
There aren't. It hasn't been done because they keep saying they're going to do it. Every studio says and with their picture that's supposed
View
to
Askew?
Be the View Askew universe. You know what? Yeah, that might be the only one.
Yeah.
But then
it's all him.
It's all one director.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Anyways.
So okay.
When
is this you're putting to sleep?
All of our fucking, goddamn Godzilla and King Kong will have their film. We will get
2020,
our
2020, right?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's 2020.
They're announced so many.
It's right 2020.
Now. So
Godzilla vs King Kong.
Okay, there you go. We got Kong Skull Island coming up.
That's 2018, I think.
And we got Godzilla 2 coming after these, I think, or something.
Okay.
And eventually we're going to get movies with, like, Rodan and Ghidorah.
Yeah. Maybe. Solos?
And with them.
Oh.
Because I don't know if
okay, more kaiju the better.
Yeah. Again, I'm not against this or anything. It's just, well,
you're
kind of for King Kong.
Are you against other kaiju appearing in Godzilla movies?
I think I'm against King Kong showing up in this.
Is it just King Kong you're against?
Yeah, because I are they going to make him big?
Probably.
How are they going to do that?
What do you mean? It's a movie. How else? There's some crystal he eats and he becomes huge.
That's stupid.
There's some giant laser beam. I mean, there's some mutagen that transforms and makes him bigger. The possibilities are endless.
That worked back in the day.
Shit, Skull Island actually could make him gigantic.
That's what I'm hoping for.
There you go.
He's a giant.
Did anyone ever say Skull Island's actually connected to the Peter Jackson movie?
No. No, not to my knowledge.
Well, there you go.
It's finally going ahead. There's no more rumors. It's a thing now.
All right.
And they're... Yeah, so...
All right.
I just want to put it to bed so I can stop
talking. Until we end up talking about it again. Ugh. So, all right. So, you have a story, a small story, I guess.
Yeah.
Something that's been, like...
It's been in the pipe work for...
Since, like, the late 90s.
Almost... Even that.
After, like, Titanic and True Lies, this was, like...
Okay,
something
so...
Kirk Cameron. James Cameron announced, right?
Kirk Cameron's also doing good work in his spare time. So...
No, he's not. Don't. We here at the Obscure Gentleman do not support Kirk Cameron.
I do.
No, you don't. Don't you say that.
James Cameron has the rights to this manga anime series called Battle Angel Alita.
Yeah.
Also called Gundam. And he's had the rights for, as we
were saying, 2 decades.
Almost 2 decades now, it seems. And he's saying, well, I'm going to make the movie.
He's been saying this forever.
Yeah, he's been having casting calls, which is kind of weird.
I remember Wizard Magazine talking about this.
Yes. Wow, okay. So that shows you how old... This concept
and
is.
After every movie, it's always like, I'm working on it.
Yeah, after I'm done diving the ocean, I'm going to work on it.
This is his Chinese Democracy.
Yes. Except Chinese Democracy came out, and hopefully it's not as bad as
Chinese Democracy is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, the album is terrible.
Yes. If you get Chinese Democracy, I support that for the politics, not the album.
Well, but what's
I
think what's funny about the situation though is like, even though this is his Chinese Democracy, it's almost like Axl Rose finally getting his album made, but giving it to Sebastian Bach to make instead.
I would love to hear Sebastian Bach sing on Chinese Democracy.
But yeah, so because from what I hear, Robert Rodriguez is directing, right?
He's taking it over now.
Yeah, but. Cameron is still producing because he still has to make Avatar 2 and 3 and then apparently Part 4 also.
Yeah, and then they're saying Part 4 could lead to, 5 and 6.
You're going to change cinema forever. 0 out of 10, you're just buffing.
I decided to look through like older articles.
Yeah.
Some of them dating back to, as far as I can get, at least 2009. That's as far as I can find.
Really?
I know it's a lot older than that, though.
You're probably going to have to find print. Like, stuff that's in print.
Yeah. Here's one. This is pretty cool, but I don't think Cameron has the right stuff to do this. Perhaps Shyamalan could do this instead.
Ah! No.
This is from 2000, like, 8
or oh, what the f... Wait, no, still no!
Still no, yeah.
That was still when Lady in the Water, I think, had just come out.
I think that was that moment where it was like, oh, he made a bad movie, but...
No, dude, he had made a few bad movies by then still.
I like Signs. I don't care what anyone says.
He had made The Village and Lady in the Water.
I like The Village too, actually.
Ooh, what's wrong with you? Oh no.
Yeah. It's a long tale, but yeah, here's one.
Okay.
Great. Just another example of the white man losing his job to the immigrant.
Oh God. Okay.
I can't believe James Cameron is going to ruin this great franchise. Fans of Gundam know, fans of Gundam know that this is one of those franchises that can be corrupted by Hollywood easily. I've been dreading this for years. Now that Rodriguez is taking it over, I have no more hope for anything.
Okay.
Yeah. I hate that he's one of those guys. Who's like, oh, I'm a huger fan because I call it by the Japanese name.
Yeah,
it's like, come on.
I hate otaku.
Oh yeah.
I hate weeabos.
So you've seen the image art for it, right?
Yeah.
It's always the girl and her her cyborg spine.
Yeah.
And her, I forgot to even say what this movie's about. It's about a girl who's a cyborg.
Yeah.
At this point, it's
been done a lot.
Yeah.
By other animes and manga and shit like that.
Yeah, I feel like Ghost in the Shell is probably the more
which
prolific.
Is still being made.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's a lot to say about that.
Ghost in the Shell. Yeah, it's funny that I'm jumping on that here. Ghost in the Shell, Evangelion, Pokemon. This is just another long line of the string of things that Hollywood wants to destroy. Proving once and for all that Hollywood is officially run out of ideas.
Okay, so not the Mummy anymore. Now. Now. Hollywood is... Okay, so now we know what Hollywood's actually run out of ideas for. Okay, let's be clear on that.
Okay. My thing, though, is that they mentioned Pokemon.
Okay, yeah.
That was...
The United States made that popular.
Yeah.
Like, it was popular in Japan, but it became a worldwide success because of the United States.
Yeah. And Japan made that fucking movie.
Yeah, but...
I don't get it. It was just dubbed. But no, the Evangelion thing has got people freaking out. The whole... Ghost of the Shell thing. There's Robotech people freaking out. So, there we go.
You just angered someone.
I don't care. Last one. Because there weren't a lot of people that got...
Yeah.
A lot of people were saying... Fuck, I don't give a shit. Like, this movie's taking, like, 20 years to come out. Like, people are... It's like, any news about this is kind of piss people off.
It's just like, yeah, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, oh yeah, sure, it's definitely coming out, right? Right? Yeah. That's how people are. Yeah. A lot of snarky assholes.
I mean, it makes sense.
And I don't blame them. I actually have seen the OVA, which you need a... which I had to download off of, like, LimeWire, I think. Back in the day.
Recently you had to download off
LimeWire. Back in the day, I heard about this. I'm like, oh, that sounds cool. Let me check it out. Cameron owning the rights to this movie has essentially prevented anyone from actually releasing the original shit.
Oh, wow.
So it kind of annoys people that...
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to see Danny Trejo, Jessica Alba, and Antonio Banderas
in this movie. Yeah, and Selma Hayek.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's...
Fucking yeah!
I mean, if you're gonna do one of those things like Shyamalan did, where you take it and make it like with Last Airbender, you make it like multinational.
I think Rodriguez will make it true to form, because I mean, he does likes anime, and he also likes kung fu movies, he likes all that shit. I mean, he likes Japanese films. He loves Kurosawa.
Yeah.
I don't...
To the best of my recollection, though, it wasn't exclusively, like, a Japanese...
No, but I believe he will actually...
Yeah.
Because he's a man who actually believes in casting race, like...
How it is based on the source.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah.
That doesn't mean Danny Trejo can't show up.
I mean, yeah, I mean... Bow your head, lonely dog. I'm not... I don't really have much.
No,
I don't have much invested in Battle Angel to begin with.
No,
It's
not this amazing. It's entertaining. It's not this huge, big, game breaking, game changing anime that came out in the early 80s.
Mainly a manga. That's the main thing. And I remember when I first tried really getting into manga, which to be honest, manga never became something that like I was heavily into.
Yeah,
I was more into anime, but I tried reading it and I was just like, eh.
I like the OVA for this. It's not a series. It's just the OVA.
Yeah, I mean,
but
the only manga I've ever gotten to were like horror manga. But yeah. I mean, yeah, it could be interesting. And Robert Rodriguez, I would like to see him direct something huge, and I'd like to see him.
Another comment come said back. that they were hoping that this wouldn't be like another Machete Kills and all that.
Yeah, I hope this. So. I hope this fixes his career.
Yeah,
or heals it, I should say.
Yeah,
because maybe it's time to give up the kid. I understand your kid's probably older now, so you don't have to make movies like that. So,
All right.
So, really, really quickly before we get into our last segment, there's been some sightings of the Jersey Devil.
What is the Jersey Devil?
Okay, so there is a tale of, I think it was like the 1700s or something, or 1600s, somewhere in there. Some woman was giving birth, and she was said to be a witch or something. And the child was cursed and said, "May this one be a devil." And it came out like a normal baby, but then as the weeks went on, it started to transform, and it turned into a winged goat, kangaroo-bodied thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it flew away, and now apparently it haunts New Jersey, and it has been for centuries, and there's been reports of it, blah, 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 but recently a video came to light, and a photo, clearly photoshopped, or clearly a stuffed animal that was thrown up in the air, or a toy or something, because it looks fake as fuck. Just look up New Jersey Devil 2015 or whatever. And the video, again, looks really... It looks like a toy on a string. So, I saw it, and we were going to have, like, a full segment on it, but I honestly, I couldn't find enough content on it, because everyone's reactions are essentially like, that looks like shit, or that's fake. The few people who did believe it were people from New Jersey who were like, I seen it. I seen Jersey Devils before. So it's like, it's one of those myth things. And then the other thing that's interesting that happened, so... Recently, a star was found, 1,500 light years away, mm-hmm. And this star is peculiar because there seems to be something that's fucking with light photons that makes it seem like there's an object around the star.
All right.
And what is speculated is that there's a possibility... A very, very minuscule possibility that we may have found a star with what is called a Dyson sphere around it.
Huh.
And for those who don't know what Dyson spheres are, we are a class zero planet. Okay? That's what we are. We're class zero, meaning we have very limited propulsion to leave our environment. So we made it to the moon, and we have crafts that can make it to... We're still stuck in our solar system, essentially. We still have problems with resources. We're at the bottom of the barrel. A class one civilization is a civilization that can deal with its resource problems. It can explore their entire solar system, including possibly some stuff outside the solar system, as well as have possible means of faster than light travel. Now, a class two civilization goes beyond that. They can explore an entire galaxy. They can harness energy from suns. And so this is where the Dyson sphere thing comes in, where it's you essentially build a structure, a superstructure, around a sun to harness energy and through magnetic waves and radio waves as well, you essentially beam information, that information, transfer it, and send energy to wherever you are in the galaxy. Also, you could build a Dyson sphere to the point where you could actually live on the outside of it while the sun's inside, and it powers the entire superstructure. Now, this is, again, minuscule that this is even a Dyson sphere. It could be something else that we just don't know. But if it is, then it's undeniable proof of,
a Dyson sphere.
No, of aliens. But is it true? Who knows? Right now we're dealing with Mars and the whole water thing, but I just thought it was kind of cool that whatever the hell this is around the sun, because the only reason they say this is because it can't be any material around the sun, because people are saying, what if it's like a cloud or something? The sun is too old for that to happen. It's a very old star.
Mm-hmm.
So... who knows? I mean, if that's the case, again, we'd be looking 1,500 years into the past.
Yeah, so they could be dead by now,
or more advanced.
Yeah,
and so if it is a civilization, they'd be looking at us 1,500 years ago. So again, it's like shortly after the time of Christ or whatever.
Wow.
So I don't know. I mean, that'd be
so they're gonna come here and invade, and we're gonna have like super cannons,
or they'll give us our technology. One day, I want to read a story on here, a copypasta of something, and it's actually kind of interesting about if that were to happen. All
right.
But that's for
another time.
So, after those two, just aliens and Jersey Devils is Halloween related. Now we go to our final segment, which is not reviewing, but looking at what people have to say about something related to Halloween.
Okay.
So I was thinking, what do people do around Halloween? What's the thing? Like, we've covered a food thing.
Yeah.
We've covered pumpkins.
And candies and stuff like that.
Now, what is the other thing people do? And I realized people bob for apples during Halloween. It's a common Halloween
game. You know what?
Game.
I've never done that.
I did it once, and I couldn't breathe underwater, so I mean...
But they're supposed to float, aren't they?
Yeah, but like you're putting your head, you're trying to grab it, but like you're pushing your head into the water. Yeah, it was uncomfortable for me. All
right.
I did when I was little though. So, but yeah, so people bob for apples. So I'm wondering, what do people think about bobbing for apples? So I went on the YouTube. I decided to see there's bobbing for apple tutorials, mm-hmm. bobbing for apple challenges. So those are the two biggest things. And there's a few how-tos, how to bob for apples. So tutorials, how to bob for apples, challenges, you know. So here is what I got.
Okay.
Spoder says, what does the fox say?
I've seen that on different...
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't... It's usually like a reference to some song or something.
Oh, wow.
But so, I don't know why it's showing up here.
So Gavin says, the secret is to bite the apple just enough to pick it up.
Yeah.
Yes! Yes. Gavin, that's how you bob for apples. How I... Like, what else are you gonna do? Like...
Just try and swallow it whole?
You suck on the apple. Suction cup style. Some tutorials actually said to do that.
That seems like it's a lot of effort, and you gotta be moving a lot faster.
Yeah, you gotta have good sucking power. Lewis says, I've never done this. I'm really good at apple bobbing. How do I leave a response?
What?
I've never done this. I'm really good at apple bobbing. How do I leave a response?
I hope you figured it out.
Well, he clearly left a response. He's never done this, but he's really good at it.
All right.
So.
Okay.
Hannah says, so when you said you can't use another body part other than mouth, does that mean we can't use our tongues or teeth?
Okay.
No, you lip it. You're gonna have to lip it.
Yeah.
Meat Maniac says, do you eat apple? Who does this after?
You know what? I actually want to know what happens when you bob. Like, do you just keep going back for more?
Yeah. The point of bobbing for apples is the person who ends up getting the most and filling their bucket.
Yeah.
Usually wins like a prize or something.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. So
and you get to eat the apples.
Usually they just put them back in.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
You're biting into it.
I know. It's gross.
This is gross.
So Cassie says, oh, Holly! I sending a pag egg no longer than Saturday. Something for you and Alex. Oh. Holly, yours is glass. So a packed it a lot. So be prepared.
What the fuck? What is she talking about?
I don't know, but when I watched the video, there's no one named Holly in this video. There's no one named Alex in this video.
Is she, like, trying to do one of those, like, Google Plus things where you're...
No one was tagged. It was just...
Then, what the fuck? I hate people on the internet.
Hospital Cakewalk says...
Oh, okay.
Ed's such a cute alarm. Yay, party. Whoa, baby. Awesome games and cookies. I may be able to watch, hopefully. I love the lemon. I want your leftover lemon. Ha ha!
Good fuck.
This was on a tutorial about how to bob for apples.
I don't understand.
No lemons were involved in this video.
This sounds lewd.
Ed, such a cutie alarm. What the fuck is it? I searched cutie alarm. That's not an I thought, like, is this like is this teen speak that I don't know, but it's not. So.
Did you look at like your keyboard and try and see spelling alarm? Was there any word?
No. There's yay party, whoa baby.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna start saying yay party, whoa baby. Jill says, last night Mama made our Halloween bags of candy. I think the grandkids are gonna be spoiled, LOL. They come out only at night. Ha ha! Grandkids love the bags to survive. Mama did what she had to do.
What the fuck is going on? What is going on? Mama had to do what she had to do.
The kids only come out at night. We did what we had to survive. Grandkids love the bags to survive.
God damn it. This is scary.
Nate says, I went bobbing for apples once, And while I was underwater, I saw someone. I play it safe now. I only... dot, dot, dot. That's it.
Okay. This is pissing me off, these comments.
They saw someone. And so now they play the game safe now, dot, dot,
but
dot.
But how do you... how are you submerging your head that much? Do you need to?
It could happen if you're trying to, like, push the apple to the bottom to get, like, get it to...
I guess.
Yeah. But they saw someone, so now they play it safe. But they said, now I only, dot, 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 so we don't know what he does.
He got captured.
So, Helbo Gaming said, why are you getting pissed for anyway? You don't need a girlfriend to make to look all that, especially over a comment that way was over on the internet. Harsh words don't mean anything to me. For all I care, you could be lying about everything you were saying, but you would most certainly say you aren't. So please don't be angry over a debating conversation that is over the internet. It's just saying that you are so addicted to talking crap to everyone who is against you. Okay, this was in response to a comment that says, I really like to bop for apples. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Okay.
He's got a point.
I'm going to tell you the name of this person after I read the comment.
Okay.
My dad walked in my room and saw me watching them, and their shirts were on, and he thought I was watching porn. I am not allowed apples now unless he watches me eat them.
Well, that's...
and this was said by John Appleseed. I looked at his YouTube comment.
Does he just comment on Apple?
He only comments on Apple videos.
It's weird.
Like, anything about apples. The Neko Mim Ninja says, apple bobbing! That's all I can think of now.
Okay.
So.
Do these people just kind of think, like, whatever pops in my head, I better type it out?
What I'm learning is mundane videos on YouTube lead to some of the weirdest fucking comments.
Yeah.
Like, crazy videos have normal comments, people just shit talking or shit posting.
Yeah, yeah.
Mundane videos, you get some of the weirdest motherfuckers on them. So, Yellowbird says, what's the name of this activity? What do I need to play it, and how do I play it? The video was showing you how to bob for apples.
Yeah.
But they need to know what the name
and how to do it, which is the video. Okay.
So, Andrew says, 1-4-2-3-7-2, just for grins, dot, 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 a witch's breed these chickens.
It's weird. You're making me angry by listening to these.
So
things.
Sasha, there's the last one. Here's the final one because I couldn't take finding any more of this. Must be done in milk. You can be seen if not by milk. You seen is made a connection, and you can taken away. Their little eyes and noses, they look see only in milk. Not in water, not in it, just milk.
What the fuck is she talking about? What is actually going on right now?
I don't know.
I'm scared, Aaron.
Their little eyes and noses. They only see...
this is disturbing.
I love looking at mundane things.
Take me out of this.
I wanna one day just do forks and see what weird things are said about them.
The forks are special. They tell me how to fuck. I don't know what...
oh my god. But yeah, apple bobbing. I was worried, like, maybe the last two were a fluke. And no, their weird comments happen on mundane videos.
Alright.
So, okay. I guess it's a good place to end this. So, put this song to the Rugrats episode about Passover and it will fuck you up. LOL.
Let's go, Creeping Death. Go Creeping Death.
This is Metallica with Creeping Death.
Yeah! Yeah!
I hate you. God damn it.
Yes!
Tell us about your new film, which is in cinemas now, I think.
Yeah, yes, it's, no, I can't, I will not work at all, ever again. Why are you laughing? It's the truth.